On today's show, I got to talk a little bit about ESPN. Art Briles is in the news. Ross Dellinger joins On Three, and Diego Pavia. Good for you, buddy.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. This is a college football podcast. I am at Gary WCE on all the different socials. Hopefully you're all having a wonderful Friday morning wherever you might be. Yeah. It's Friday. I haven't needed a Friday in so long. I'm ready to sleep late on Saturday. We only got a couple more weeks before the college football season starts, but I am pumped for it. I am super, super ready. Hopefully all of you are as well. And when I say a couple more weeks, I'm talking about week zero. I do enjoy week zero. Week one, I think, is the official real start, but there will be football on your TVs in just over 2 weeks. And I'm excited about that. All right, as you heard at the very beginning, there are several things that we are going to discuss today. Let's go ahead and get into it. Why not? Let's talk about ESPN. All right, ESPN's direct-to-consumer app, where you can get all of their different programming, and that's every ESPN channel known to man. We're talking the ACC Network, SEC Network, ESPNU, ESPN Deportes, ESPN News, ESPN... and of course all the stuff that's on Plus. ESPN, ESPN2, etc. I'm going to assume that the pay-per-views, like for UFC, will be on the... I don't know exactly how that's going to work. We did get news that all of the WWE PLEs are going to be on this direct-to-consumer thing, and it's only domestically. There are 10 events, 10 PLEs, which are premium live events, formerly known as pay-per-views. But those are... there's going to be 10 of them throughout the year. WrestleMania and SummerSlam are both two nights, so 12 nights, 10 events. Which means, because of my child, I am likely going to have to pay for it. I'll have to get ESPN for at least some of these months. Which means, after this year, there's really no point in me keeping Peacock. Unless I want to watch, you know, Rutgers versus Purdue at some point, or Notre Dame against, you know, is it Boise that's going to be the Peacock game this year? I mean, it's something along those lines. So it's a little strange, but yeah, it's weird how we are doing this now. To watch college football and to be able to see every game, it's just either insanely or expensive or not possible. And it was not possible before because the Pac-12 network. Now there is no more Pac-12. We thought that, okay, we're all going to be set up here. We should be good. And then it turns out we're not. So, something came out, though, that I did want to hit on, and it is that ESPN has acquired the NFL Network and other NFL media assets, and that includes NFL Fantasy, etc., all their studio shows, all that kind of stuff. And it also includes NFL Red Zone, which they couldn't do before. But now it looks like they are going to plan on having a college football Red Zone channel. And I don't know exactly how they're going to do this, or if they're just going to toss it on one of their many, many channels, ESPN News or whatever. That's normally one of their spillovers. But I guess with, like, the direct-to-consumer thing, maybe the only way that you get it is by subscribing to the direct-to-consumer thing. But I'm interested in this. You know, it is absolute chaos every Saturday during college football season. And not always with the big games, like the biggest of the big, but whether it's MAC, Sun Belt, AAC, there's always some crazy freaking game that is just bouncing back and forth that you know is utter mayhem. And that's what we're looking for here. I want to be able to sit and watch one channel. Now, obviously, I've got multiple televisions I'm going to be watching, and I've still got YouTube TV, and I'm probably going to keep it because I want to be able to watch, you know, the Big Ten and the Mountain West and etc. CBS Sports Network late night games, I want to be able to watch those. Fox Sports 1, I want to be able to watch those. Big Ten Network, but, you know. So ESPN is not going to have everything, but it's going to have a lot. And doing a Red Zone channel will be interesting, so long as they program that thing correctly. And I have no doubt that ESPN is going to put forth a really good crew that is going to be watching for all of the most insane, intense, crazy happenings going on in college football. But I don't think you can do it the exact same way that the NFL Red Zone was. I mean, it's just not possible. I mean, there's every week in the NFL, there's 9 games in that 1 p.m. Eastern window. And you're just looking to see who is about to score. And in the NFL, it's a lot harder to score than it is in college football. Any Saturday during college football season, you're looking at, you know, in different windows. You know, there's 4 windows in a college football Saturday. There are 4 windows that start at noon and go all the way through late night. There's not as many late night games anymore, but from the noon through the evening window, you're looking at like 20 games per window. That's much different than the NFL's 9. So I don't know exactly how we're going to get there or what it's going to look like, but the idea of it does sound like fun. They're not going to be able to do the Big Ten games. They're not going to be able to do most of the Mountain West games unless they pay, you know, CBS, NBC, Fox, you know, Big Ten Network, like all these different leagues. They're going to have to give them something to be able to air those games. And yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. So it's definitely interesting. The media landscape is so ridiculous right now. Like, it's impossible to keep up with. And, you know, when I signed up for YouTube TV years and years ago, it was $35 a month. That thing is $88 per month right now. And I still pay it so I can watch whatever's going on live. But I have gotten to the point where I am really debating whether or not I want to keep doing that. Now, if there's a way for me to pay $30 for ESPN, or if I can bundle it with all the other Disney crap that I've already got, then I'll look into doing that. But I am curious, like, if there's going to be, I mean, the thing that got shut down, where it had ESPN and Fox and something else. Maybe Time Warner, or Warner Brothers, or whatever it was. That sounded ideal. Because you would have the Big Ten Network and FS1 and Fox and ACC Network, SEC Network, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News, blah, 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 blah. You could get it all. And now, instead, we're just going to have ESPN direct to consumer, and it's going to be $30. And I just don't know who's going to pay for that. Like, I think people realize the value of the cable bundle, which is, you know, YouTube TV. So if you are a fan of all college football, that is likely your easiest path. But I will probably be doing some kind of a video or something on that very, very soon. Very, very soon. All right, topic number two really quick, and this is going to be a short podcast this morning. I just wanted to touch in and, you know, check in with you guys and see how everything's going. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, I would appreciate that. Give us a 5-star review, and make sure that you are on the YouTube page, because I will be recording some videos this weekend. We'll stagger out how we schedule them, but yeah, there's going to be videos coming out. Still got to do ACC predictions, Big 12 predictions, top 10 college football podcasts, all that kind of stuff. So more coming on the YouTube page. But yes.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right. There was a big story on all the message boards about how Mississippi State coach Jeff Lebby's father-in-law was at Mississippi State practice. And this became a story last year, because Jeff Lebby's father-in-law is none other than former disgraced Baylor coach Art Briles. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know what is going on. And I have talked in the past about how, you know, I think that he could have made better decisions? Yes. Do I think that let's look at it this way. Baylor paid him to go away. They paid him to become the scapegoat. The former legal, or former Clinton legal team member, or whatever it was, Ken Starr was the president of the school, was the president of Baylor at the time. And he was kind of forced out. The AD at the time was forced out. Ended up at Baylor, or no, at Liberty, I believe. Like Ian McCall, maybe? I think that's right. Anyway, I'm rambling. But yeah, Art Briles was going to take the Southern Miss offensive coaching job, offensive coordinator job, and he, basically got lambasted and they decided that they could not do that. So that part sucked. Just rough. Just awful. And he came out to a Mississippi State practice last year. And it became this huge story about how you can't have this guy around your program and et cetera, et cetera. I look at it as any other father or father-in-law would be welcome at practice. Art Briles being around that team is not going to make them go and do the things that the Baylor students were doing. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. But man, there's a lot of pearl-clutching journalists that really want to make something huge out of this. And it became a thing again yesterday with Art Briles coming out of practice. Now, if I were Jeff Lebby, going into my second year, after going, 3-9 last year? 2-10? They went 2-10. After going 2-10, and not looking like you're going to be a whole lot better this year, I probably would have chilled. But also, if you know that, you know, if things go really, really south, you're probably going to be out of a job anyway. I mean, these coaches are getting paid enough now to where, you don't have to go back. Like, you know, if you get fired, collect your paycheck and go home. You don't have to go be an offense coordinator somewhere. You don't have to get another job. You don't have to worry about all that. So I am, you know, it seems it's not a slap in the face. It's more of a, it's more of, I don't care. I'm going to do what I do. If we win, you're going to want to keep me. If we lose, it wouldn't matter if my father-in-law was here or not. So I don't think the Art Briles thing is that big of a deal, but by God, they seem to make it out to be. Topic number three. Oh, let me tell you real quick. TicketSmarter.com. Best third-party ticketing vendor out there. TicketSmarter.com. Use WCE10 to get $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 to get $20 off an order of $300 or more. Think smarter with TicketSmarter. Also, GhostLeaves, GhostLeaves.com/WCE. It's going to get you 15% off the best kinesiology technology on the market. They've got the best compression sleeves. And when you get old and you start hurting, all them joints are feeling it, that's where you need to go. GhostLeaves.com. And as their promo says, it's go time. All right. Topic number three. Ross Dellinger is leaving Yahoo Sports. And just like we talked about the other day with Josh Pate, he is headed to On3. I don't know what Shannon Terry is doing over there, but he has got together an absolutely incredible team. Like, Ross is not even necessarily an on-air personality. Like, I thought his podcast with Dan Wetzel and Pat Forty was great. But it would not shock me to see him be on a podcast or do a podcast, because I think he's hilarious. But he is a college football insider, and he has the connections. So the majority of the breaking news that you're going to see come out of college football is going to come from On3. ESPN still has Pete Thamel. He'll still be doing his thing, and that's a guy that's got a ton of connections as well. But On3 is, I mean, they must have gotten some serious investment, because they have now kind of eaten up Rivals, and they are partnered with Yahoo Sports, which is really funny. Like, if you think about it, On3 just got a partnership agreement done with Yahoo, and then they go and steal Yahoo Sports' lead college football insider. But Ross is fantastic. So him joining On3, like, one, it's not all that surprising to see these insiders kind of move around back and forth. But what is surprising is to see Ross, who was at Sports Illustrated, then goes over to Yahoo, now is at On3. He's just been kind of all over the place. He was an LSU beat writer for a long time. I mean, the guy's great at his job. And he knows about all this college football playoff stuff. On Three is going to be a force to be reckoned with because, I mean, they just signed over Josh Pate from CBS. And now they're taking Ross Dellinger from Yahoo. Like, this is something to keep an eye on. Like, not that many people are talking about it, but there is something happening with On3.com. And, yeah, I'd like to be a part of it. I'll tell you that because they have got something happening. Something is going on. All right. Diego Pavia. Well, this is topic number four, last thing we're going to hit on. Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback. You know, he's coming back for his super senior season. He won a case against the NCAA that allowed him to play another year because he didn't think they should count one of his junior college years or whatever it is. But he has been all over the place. And this man can talk. He has, I mean, good for him. You want to talk about belief in himself and his team? Like, this is what you want out of a leader. But also, how far is too far, right? Like, do you want realistic or do you want, like, we're shooting for the moon, baby? And I don't really know exactly what I would want. Diego Pavia on the Paul Feinbaum show said, I think we've got the tools offensively and defensively to go put our foot forward and go win the national championship. That's the standard. Now, we are still talking about Vanderbilt. The odds of Vanderbilt winning a national championship are through the freaking roof. Like, it is absolutely, I don't even know how to explain how long those odds are. Their win total is 4.5. So that should tell you something. Their schedule is set up so much worse this year than it was last year. And yet, they do have a lot of returning production. They've got a lot of guys that are used to winning. Like, it almost makes you think, like, well, maybe he knows something that I don't know. Maybe they really could go out and win a national. But I look at it this way. Like, everybody now knows your scheme in the SEC. There's people, you're not going to sneak up on people anymore. Like, every single situation that Pavia has won as an underdog, the schedule setup has been perfect. And there are certain spots where Vanderbilt is certainly, you know, they can sneak up on somebody. LSU has got Texas A&M, and then they've got at Vanderbilt, and then they host South Carolina, I believe. Yeah, that's a schedule spot. You're not going to be paying attention to Vanderbilt, especially going on the road, because you got these other two massive games. So, yeah, that's a spot. But other than that, they caught enough teams last year that are going to want revenge, and a lot of the games that they won were very, very close. But they kind of run this triple option type of offense that I don't believe is going to be that hard to figure out now that they've already played it once. You know, Tim Beck is their offensive coordinator. He was at New Mexico State. Jerry Kill is one of the offensive analysts. Kind of helps put together some of these game plans and whatnot. And you got some dogs, because Pavia is certainly a dog. Eli Stowers, whatever you want to say, that tight end, he's fantastic. But I look at all of the different roster spots, and they're not better than maybe three of the teams that they play on the schedule. And that's a lot to overcome, especially in a league like this. So I'm curious to see what's going to end up happening. All right. I think that'll do it for a Friday morning pod. Longer drive into work this morning than usual, but hey, that's why I wanted to talk to you guys. Traffic in Memphis has been atrocious. So we're going to get out of here. Don't forget to check out bettingcfb.com. I put up a projected spread for every single FBS versus FBS game for the 2025 season. I think you guys will like that. very interesting numbers that popped out of that. And of course, this coming week, we're going to be doing even more podcasts. Going to be totally ready for all that. So I am excited about it. Hopefully you guys are as well. We're getting closer. Just keep on keeping on. But we're going to get there. College football is here, my friends. It is here. All right, subscribe if you hadn't subscribed. Leave a nice 5-star review. Follow me at GaryWCE. If you want to email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com is the spot. And for now, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.